Disciples are very happy. And then Jesus decides to what? Leave. Exactly. And before he left, they asked him a very good question. They asked Jesus an important question, and they said, Lord, are you going to make the Israel kingdom the best kingdom in the world again? Are you going to make us Israel people in charge of the whole world again? Are you going to make us the best of the best of the best? And Jesus says, nope. And they're like, what? I thought that's why you died and came back to life, is because Israel was going to be the best in the world again and show the world what God is like. And Jesus is like, nope, that's not how it's going to work. It's not going to be a physical kingdom with a throne and a temple. It's going to be an invisible kingdom with a throne and a temple where?
Heart.
In hearts. Exactly. Sometimes we get confused and we think God only shows up in a church building on Sunday morning, right? But guess where the church building goes?
Here.
Everywhere you go. Because who's inside of you?
Jesus.
Interesting. He says, it's not for you to know the times or dates God has set, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witnesses in four places. Hold up one finger. Jerusalem. Everybody say Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Samaria.
Samaria.
Judea.
Judea.
Ends of the world. You see, if you have never left the city of Hayward, Minnesota would be a foreign country, right? If you never left Hayward, if you stayed in Hayward your entire life and didn't drive Highway 63 to Highway 70, hit 70 across, you know, over to Minnesota, I-35 down to the Twin Cities, you would think that going to Minnesota was a foreign country, right? That would be like Samaria. Judea would probably be like Spooner. The ends of the world to the Israelites, to the Jews, would be everywhere else. Africa, South America, Europe, Asia, Australia, Antarctica, North Pole, all those places. So, fast forward to last week. Do you remember what happened to this one guy last week? Anybody remember? What happened to that guy last week that we talked about? First of all, what was the guy's name? Hunter? Stefan or Stephen. Everybody remember Stephen?
Yeah.
What happened to Stephen?
He got stoned.
He got what?
He got
stoned with not paper, but real rocks. What happened to him?
He died.
And at the end of that, excuse me, on that day that Stephen died, a great persecution broke out against the church at Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, ends of the world. Oh, remember those four places? Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, ends of the world. Okay, sorry. On that day, great persecution broke out against the church in... Everybody?
Jerusalem.
Sam, where? Jerusalem. And all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. What? Judea and Samaria? Oh, that's what Jesus talked about before. The church in Jerusalem, they all got sent to Judea and Samaria. Where?
Samaria.
Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. You see, Jesus didn't want the church to be just where? In Jerusalem. Just in Hayward. He wanted the church to be where? Spooner. Trigo, Rice Lake, Eau Claire, Minnesota, South Dakota, Oklahoma, Texas, Mexico, Brazil, Argentina, Chile, Australia, Europe, France, Asia, China, Mongolia, Lithuania, Finland, and even Iceland. He wanted the gospel to go where? Everywhere in the entire world. Well, what he probably was a little worried about was we've already done seven chapters in Acts, and the church has only been where? In Jerusalem. And he told them to go to Judea and Samaria, but they hadn't quite gone there yet, right? So chapter 8, God now sends his people now to where? Judea and Samaria. We'll find out the ends of the earth here in a couple more weeks. All right, I need somebody to be a magician. Somebody who can make things disappear. Somebody who can levitate people off the ground with just their mind power. Yes. Oh, you guys can all do that? You can make, who can make my keys disappear? Anybody really good at this game? Excuse me. All right. Last week, Stefan was a boy. This time, we're going to do a girl. Okay? So let's go with a girl. Jaden Boss. Come on up. All right. Jaden thinks she can make the keys. Excuse me. Just if you have a seat for me. Oh, do you need a stand to do this? You need a stand to do this? Okay. Jaden. Guys, everybody pay attention. She needs complete silence. Please make my keys disappear. Unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable. The keys have disappeared. Wow. She's really good. Give her a big hand. Oh, wow. Oh, man. I did not know what was going to happen. And that was cool. How many guys can make food disappear? Like Trevin just said. Oh, man. How's it going? Okay. All right. So, yes, I need those back. That's a good idea. You didn't see the keys get transferred back to my pocket. All right. So Jaden now is no longer known as Jaden. Her name is Simon. Everybody say Simon.
Simon.
Hi, Simon.
Hi, Simon.
No, everybody. Hi, Simon.
Hi.
Now, Simon was known as the Great One. Everybody say, hi, Great One.
Hi, Great One.
How's that feel? Everybody be like, hey, have you guys seen Simon lately? She was awesome. She did some really cool things. She made Jeremy's keys disappear. It was awesome. So Simon was known as, everybody, the what? The Great One. Everybody say, Great One. So in Samaria, in the country of Samaria, Simon was famous. Is like Chris Angel, Mind Freak, or David Copperfield, or any of the magicians you know, you're like, whoa, how did they do that? They're awesome. Simon, back in the day, was awesome. And the Great One. He was very popular. If they had TV back then, she would be on every channel. Everybody loved watching Simon do amazing magician tricks. But a guy named Philip, one of the apostles, shows up in Samaria and starts teaching people about who?
Jesus.
And everybody is like, wow. And not only does Philip tell people about Jesus, but the Holy Spirit helps Philip do what? Miracles. They call it in the Bible signs and wonders. Mia, pay attention. Mia, I'm up here. Pay attention, okay? Signs and wonders. And all of a sudden, Philip became more popular than... Uh-oh. What happens when somebody becomes more popular than somebody else? Jealous. They get a little jealous. So, what happens is... Simon decided to check out what Philip was doing. And so he followed Philip around, and he became a follower of Jesus. He heard Philip talk about God, that Jesus was the way to live, and he's like, dude, I want to do that. Now, why do you think Simon would want to do that, Angela? Maybe he thinks he'll be as good as who? Jesus, or who's the guy who's doing the miracles? Philip, exactly. He's like, well, maybe if I get to know Philip, he'll tell me the secret. So then I'll be called not the Great One, but the Greater One.
Greatest.
Not yet. He wanted to be not only the Great One, but the greater than anybody else one. So he gets, he believes, and he's even baptized. Whoa. Simon even gets baptized. Pretty cool, huh? Then something interesting happens. Peter and John show up. Remember those guys? Peter and John, Simon Peter, Apostle Peter, Apostle John. What happened when they were at the Sanhedrin a couple weeks ago? They got what? In the back. They got flogged and whipped and told to stop teaching about Jesus. They're some pretty hardcore guys, aren't they? Do they really believe in Jesus, or are they just faking it? Oh man, they really believe. They have great faith. So they hear some amazing things are going on in Samaria, and they want to come and help. Okay? So they show up. And they start doing some other really cool things. And Simon's like, whoa. You see, the Bible says that the people that were baptized hadn't received the Holy Spirit yet, the power of the Holy Spirit. And so Peter and John went up to people and would lay their hands on them and pray for the Holy Spirit. And guess what would happen, Taylor? Holy Spirit would come. And so Simon's going, whoa, I want to do that. He's like, I would be awesome. I would be awesome if I could go up to people and go, Holy Spirit, and then give them power. I wouldn't be the great one or the greater one. I would be the
greatest
one. That would be the ultimate power. So, when Simon saw the Spirit was giving at the laying of on the hands, he offered them money. He's like, Peter, do you take cash or check? Oh, I even got some credit cards. How much? How much do you think it'll be? Here, I got this. I got lots of money. Can I get that? Can you give me the Holy Spirit? Look, I have cash too. Look, I have money. Will you give me the Holy Spirit? This is Easter candy money, by the way. Someone gave me $20 to buy Easter candy. Can you, I'll give you lots of money. Can you give me the Holy Spirit? Is he desperate? What does he want to be? The great one or the greater one or the
greatest
one? Yes. And Peter, what do you think Peter's going to say to that? Trevin, you doing okay, man? Oh, all right. What do you think Peter's going to say to that? He says, what? I don't want any of your money? So Peter turned down money? Did Peter turn down money? Why? Peter answered, may your money perish with you because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. You have no part or share in this ministry because your heart is not right before God. Slam the door shut. On who?
Simon.
Exactly. He says, repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord. Perhaps, maybe, he says, maybe he'll forgive you for having such a thought in your heart. For I see that you are full of bitterness and captive to sin. Whoa. And then Simon goes, he realizes that he made a big mistake. Because he was already the great one, and he wanted to be greater than the greatest. And he's like, oh, pray to the Lord so that nothing you have said may happen to me. And that's it. We don't know anything else. We don't know what happened to Simon. We don't know anything else. As far as the Bible goes, they moved on from there. Now, why do you think the guy who wrote the book of Acts, his name is Luke, why do you think he wrote about the story of Simon? He obviously put that in there for a reason, right? Why do you think, Jackson, why do you think Luke put the story of Simon the sorcerer in? I mean, this isn't Harry Potter, right? So why in the world would he put that in there? What do you think? No idea? Anybody? Why would Luke tell us this story? Jess? People need to know about God? But why the Simon story? Destiny? Okay, so he's really popular. Okay, he's in history really popular, and so you wanted to show what happens to popular people in the world. Yeah, Claire? So people wouldn't be like Simon? Ooh, maybe. Because is Simon a good example in the Bible or a bad example in the Bible? How do you know that? Because he wanted to do what? He wanted to buy God's Spirit, not believe. Because do you have to buy God's Holy Spirit? No, what is it? Free. All it takes is what? Faith, right? Yeah. Braden? To learn a lesson. Yes. Jaden, did you learn your lesson? Excuse me. Simon, did you learn your lesson? Will you buy the Holy Spirit again? Will you become not the great one anymore? What if people don't come and see your show anymore? Will you be sad? Everybody say, good job, Jaden. You're not a bad person, Jaden. Thanks, Jaden. Good job. All right, let's pray. Bow your head. Close your eyes. God, thank you for the story of Simon. Thank you that, as Claire said, that it gives us a good example, and Braden said, a good example of what not to do, of how that your Spirit is not meant to be bought or purchased, but that it is meant to be free. And it's not, you don't get it by tricking God and then making yourself popular because you got power or something. So God, thank you for Simon, even though he was a bad example. Thank you that he showed us what not to do, so that the rest of us don't need to become popular to become great. In Jesus' name, amen. Sometimes in our world, guys, you think that success happens only when people go, wow, you're awesome. We all like you, right? We think popularity is how many people are on our Facebook page, how many people watch our TV shows, or how much what we have. And if we don't have money, then we're nobody. Is that true?
No.
No. You see, God says that you are the most valuable person in the world. And the God of the entire universe loves you. Because he made you, not because you have freckles or elbows.